Mesa Mayor John Giles has been working to get a branch of ASU built in his city's downtown for years. At his 2016 State of the City address, he posed with ASU's mascot, Sparky, after plans were announced for an extensive partnership between the university and the city to build just that. But Mesa voters rejected that proposal. It turned out they didn't want the tax increase needed to pay for it.
Now another deal is in the works. The Mesa City Council will vote tonight on whether or not to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with ASU to build a development in its downtown. This time, it will commit to constructing one new building for ASU, which will house new technology programs like gaming and virtual reality, and it won't include any tax increases for Mesa residents. All along, Giles has said that ASU is what downtown Mesa needs. So I sat down with him to talk more about why that is and what he sees for the future of Mesa's rapidly changing city center.
Our downtown is really on the cusp of some dramatic changes. A lot of properties are in the course of changing hands. So there's really a lot of new development coming as a result of light rail. So a lot of really good things are happening. But I think the piece that we're missing is an anchor institution like ASU that would attract a new business, spin off new business. So this is really an economic development play in addition to being a play to try to increase the educational offerings in our community. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. So we're hoping to accomplish that by inviting ASU downtown, helping them with one building. Mm-hmm. It'll be a very high-tech building. It's a very exciting program that they're talking about bringing downtown, one that frankly doesn't exist at ASU yet or hardly anywhere else in the world.
So I know Mesa voters rejected a similar proposal in 2016, but this one would cost less, it sounds like. Where would the money come from?
Yes, this is very different than the proposal a couple of years ago. That was actually a sales tax question. We went to the voters of Mesa and said, may we raise your sales tax? And if we do, we're going to spend it on police officers, firefighters, and educational offerings. Mm-hmm. And you know, the voters said, no, thank you. We'd rather not have our taxes increased. So this idea actually was resurrected in recent months through a citizens' initiative that where we tested over 67,000 folks responded to this initiative, and the top idea that came out of that was to build an ASU campus in downtown Mesa to anchor an innovation district, and with the caveat, no new taxes. So that's been our marching orders, is to do this. Can we do this without impacting the tax structure in our community?
Right. How do you go about that, though, without raising taxes?
Mesa is a little bit unique from other cities. We are very involved in the utility industry. For example, Mesa is the largest city in the country that doesn't have a primary property tax, and that's because about 50 years ago, our city council repealed the property tax and instead bought all of the utilities. And they said, we're going to finance our government through utility revenues. So, for example, in downtown Mesa, every single utility, including electricity, is through the city of Mesa. It's a system that works. Citywide, we generate hundreds of millions of dollars in utility revenue, and we use that for things like police officers and firefighters and schools and all kinds of good stuff. So when you have that type of an enterprise, you need to attract business. If we can improve the business climate in downtown Mesa, that is very good for our utility revenues. We will make more money the more businesses and people that we attract to our downtown. So part of that, $300,000 or $400,000 budget that we have in our utility department is to spend a handful of $1 million a year to attract businesses and to help new businesses and to bring businesses that attract other businesses.
Sure.
So that's what we would use.
Okay. I know other downtowns around the valley have tried bringing in universities. You brought in Benedictine University in Mesa. You also brought in Westminster University in Mesa that failed, essentially. Do you think ASU would be different?
Yes, ASU is different. ASU is different from just about every other school you can name. I mean, there's a reason that they are named the most innovative school in the country. There's a reason they're the largest school in the country, because they are good at what they do. Mm-hmm. And what they're also really good at is finding new and innovative things. This program, it doesn't exist other places. Other universities will come to Mesa to learn about this program and try to duplicate it. Other companies will build buildings next to this building because they want to be next to it. They want to hire the folks that are coming out of these programs. They want the professors and the graduate students that are involved in these programs to be working for them. Mm-hmm. I have every confidence this is going to be a very effective economic magnet for our downtown.
Okay. And you've talked about the economic benefits of having a campus like this downtown, but downtown Mesa has been changing a lot in recent years. Demographically, it's been bringing in new business. Is this also about sort of the people it would bring in and who those would be?
Absolutely. That's the core value of our community. The reason people have come to Mesa over the last several generations, when a new family came to the Valley, if they showed up in a station wagon or a minivan or a Suburban, people pointed at Mesa and said, that's where you go, because there's an emphasis on families, there's an emphasis on education there. That's one of the real characteristics of our community, and we're frankly at risk of losing that. In recent years, our education attainment levels have been trending downward. Our school readiness levels have been trending downward. And so we're at risk of losing that very important characteristic of who we are. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there's economic reasons for doing this, but the more compelling reasons, I would argue, are the societal issues that are at play here. So, we're anxious to have a more well-prepared workforce, and we know that will help pay dividends socially and economically.
And I know there are lots of sort of activists involved in downtown Mesa and building downtown Mesa as it grows in a certain way that has an emphasis on local businesses and building the arts community there, making it diverse, making it economically diverse. Do you have concerns about bringing something like this in, especially with all the other development that's going on in downtown Mesa, about keeping it affordable?
I love the character of our downtown. It is very unique. It is different than other cities. It's not Mill Avenue. It's not downtown Phoenix. It's not Scottsdale. It is very unique to Mesa. It's very independent. Mm-hmm. And the last thing we want to do is change that character. So people have, for example, expressed concerns, well, are you going to bring in a lot of undergraduate student housing that would, you know, change the character of the community? My answer is no. That's not what housing. Yes, we want people in downtown Mesa. We want 24/7 activity, but we're going to be careful in the way we manage the character of our community and protect it.
And I want to also talk about housing. So, economic diversity is an important thing in any downtown. Do you have plans as you develop downtown Mesa to keep that in mind, to make sure that there still is affordable housing and economic diversity?
Yes, gentrification is not something that is on the horizon in downtown Mesa. I mean, we kind of aspire to gentrification, frankly, at this point. And what we have, so over the last few years, the affordable housing community has been incentivized to look for projects along the light rail route.
Yeah.
So we, frankly, at this point, many would argue, are a little overbuilt when it comes to affordable housing, new tax credit financed affordable housing projects. We have several along the light rail route. So at this point, we do aspire to have housing diversity. We'd like to have market housing and maybe above market housing. Currently, we have in process, either approved or in the process of being approved, about 1,400 housing units in and around downtown, and they're all market rate housing. So that's healthy. We already have the affordable housing. We have, and we need more, but that right now the emphasis is on something in addition to affordable housing.
And what's next for this plan? It'll be voted on at the City Council tonight. If they approve it, what happens?
The agenda item tonight is entering into an intergovernmental agreement with ASU to flesh out the details of this. So we still have to do a construction budget. Again, our role is building a building, the shell of a building, and handing the keys to ASU, and then our financial obligations are pretty much done. ASU is making a very substantial, long-term, 99-year lease commitment to the building. But what we need to do is get the bricks and mortar up. So after tonight, we will work on that construction budget and then ultimately a lease agreement with ASU that finalizes all the terms.
All right. Mesa Mayor John Giles, thanks so much for coming in to talk about this.
My pleasure. Thank you.